The fighting in the Shiite city of Diwaniya began early in the day when militants fired mortar rounds at the main U.S. and Polish base and at a patrol base manned mainly by Iraqi and Polish troops. Officials say U.S.-led forces fired back with 6 or 7 artillery rounds, and both sides traded small arms fire. They say a curfew was imposed on 4 districts in the city known to be dominated by the Mahdi army. This witness heard gunfire between U.S. troops and insurgents, and also says Americans shelled some residential areas, setting a nearby orchard on fire. In Kurdish-dominated northern Iraq, people were paying close attention to developments across the border in Turkey. The Turkish cabinet said it would ask parliament for permission to launch an attack inside Iraq on Kurdish rebels blamed for attacks in Turkey. Washington fears such a move could cause chaos in one of the most peaceful areas of the war-torn country. Kurdish officials in northern Iraq say diplomacy would be better than violence in solving the problem. This resident of the northern Iraq city of Erbil agrees. He says Iraqi Kurds resent possible Turkish action, and he calls for Washington to put an end to this crisis. The United States has urged restraint by Turkey, a key NATO ally. Turkey has repeatedly asked the United States to pressure its Kurdish allies in Iraq to crack down on the Kurdistan Workers Party, known as the PKK, that launches attacks inside Turkey from havens in Kurdish-controlled northern Iraq. Turkey and the United States call the group a terrorist organization. Deborah Block, VOA News, Erbil.